CHUM, your station for Beatles celebration. We play all the Beatles on CHUM.
Fans swarming the fences at Kennedy on that winter afternoon. 10,000 of the millions who would make the next 3 years the most tempestuous in all pop music history. The Plaza Hotel was an absolute impossibility. For the Beatles, thrill mixed with fear of physical danger. For the hotel, chaos. For the people in the streets, a kind of carnival madness. Reason had flown. Two Ed Sullivan shows were booked for the 9th and 16th of February. There were 728 seats. There were 50,000 requests for tickets. But you could always get a ticket for Carnegie Hall. The promoters had booked two shows. Total price for the Beatles, $6,500. And the time would come when they would be offered a million. Fans who rushed to Carnegie Hall had no more chance of getting in than the Sullivan Show. They could have filled the hall for twice the ticket price. You just couldn't get a ticket, no matter who you were. Even David Niven and Shirley MacLaine were turned away. 73 million people watched the Sullivan Show. 20,000 jammed the Coliseum in Washington. 5 million, the Beatles are coming posters appeared. Billy Graham said they were a passing phase, but even he violated his rule to watch television on the Sabbath just to see them. The New York papers cut them up. All they saw was hair and gyrations and publicity. The message wasn't getting through, only at the cash register. This was the year when the Beatles were never off the charts. They filled the number one spot nationally for 13 weeks, or one quarter of the entire year.
To say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down and leave you flat. Because I told you before, oh, you can't do
They were on The Sullivan Show. No major crimes were reported committed by teenagers throughout the entire country.
The Beatles first appeared on our show February 9th, 1964. And I've never seen any scenes to compare with the bedlam that was occasioned by their debut on our show. Broadway was just jammed with people for almost eight blocks. It was completely jammed with people. They were screaming and yelling. They stopped traffic. It was just indescribable. And on that same bill with them were the youngsters from the Broadway hit of that day, Oliver, comedian Frank Gorshin, Tessie O'Shea. It was just bedlam. There's never been anything like it in show business. And the New York City police are very happy it hasn't and won't happen again.
I just thought it was a joke.
I said, I'm sitting here watching bright sparks holding my clothes. I said, I'm sitting here wondering bright sparks holding my clothes. I ain't got no matches, but I sure got a long way to go. I'm an old poor boy and I'm a long way from home. I'm an old poor boy and I'm a long way from home.
Weeks, the Beatles sold 2.5 million records. The music industry estimated that the Beatles' records accounted for 60% of single sales business during the first 3 months of '64.